Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Aarti Drugs Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Adhish Patil, CFO and CEO. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good morning and a warm welcome to everyone present on the earnings conference call of Aarti Drugs Limited. On this call, we are joined by Mr. Harshit Savla, Joint Managing Director, Mr. Harit Shah, Whole-time Director of Aarti Drugs Limited, and Mr. Vishwa Savla. He won't be in the call. And SGA, our Investor Relations Representative. I hope everyone had an opportunity to go through the financial results, press release, and investor presentation, which we have uploaded on the stock exchange and on our company's website. Let me begin with the highlights of Q2 and H1 FY25 financial performance. During the last quarter, on a year-on-year basis, there is a drop of revenue and profitability, mainly due to lower realization driven by negative rate variance and weaker market demand in the API business. The volumes have remained flat on year-on-year basis, whereas on quarter-on-quarter basis, we have seen a volume growth of 8% in API segment. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about a further improvement in pricing, which should support continued growth in FY25. EBITDA stood at rupees 68.5 crores, with EBITDA margins at 11.5%. PAT stood at rupees 35 crores. Going ahead, by the end of FY25, we anticipate an improvement in margins, mostly driven by upturning selling price levels and an anticipated demand growth in export sales. On a standalone basis, revenue stood at rupees 543.1 crores, as against rupees 577.5 crores, down by 6% on YOY basis, with 66% of the revenues coming from domestic market and 34% from the export market. For the quarter gone by, within the API business, the antibiotic therapeutic category contributed approximately 40%, antidiabetic around 18%, antiprotozoal around 17%, anti-inflammatory around 10%, antifungal around 10%, and rest contributed around 4% to the total API sales. Formulation segment revenue stood at rupees 65.6 crores for the quarter, with exports contribution of around 53%. In H1 FY25, revenue from formulation segment stood at rupees 136.6 crores. The greenfield project at Saryaka, Gujarat, for specialty chemicals is on track, which we plan to commence in this quarter. With this, the operating leverage is expected to kick in from the second half of the year, with improved capacity utilization and more backward integration. The production of salicylic acid had commenced at the beginning of this financial year. We are still to ramp up the capacity of salicylic acid to the full potential. Currently, we are producing roughly around 100 tons per month. There have been certain teething issues, and we expect to ramp up the production to 300-plus tons per month by the end of this current quarter. In total, we have a capacity of 1,800 metric tons per month, which we will ramp up in a phased manner throughout FY25 and FY26. During H1 FY25, the company has incurred CapEx of approximately 90 crores, mainly towards capacity expansion and the greenfield projects, backward integration, and new product launches. We anticipate a total CapEx of roughly around 200 crores for the full year. This CapEx would be mainly through internal accruals and partly through term loans. In September 2024, the company has completed the buyback of 6,65,000 equity shares at a price of ₹900 per share, face value of ₹10 each PG product in September 2024. The company continues to strive to maintain payout to the shareholders while continuing to invest in the next leg of growth. The pharma API manufacturing industry is constantly evolving, and we are committed to staying ahead of the curve. We continue to expand our capabilities and enhance our offerings to meet the ever-changing needs of our customers. We also plan to invest in new technologies and equipment that will help us streamline our processes and improve the efficiency. As we navigate through short-term challenges, our commitment to overcoming obstacles and achieving long-term success remains steadfast. Our journeys may be marked by uncertainty, but it is also defined by collective ability to adapt, innovate, and emerge stronger. I reiterate on the positive outlook for both our API and non-API business. Our ongoing projects, coupled with optimized capability, will serve as a cornerstone of steady growth in coming years. Importantly, we anticipate continued growth in exports within the formulation business as well. I would also like to point out that this was the first year where we have published our sustainability report. It is published both on our website as well as on Stock Exchange. Please have a look at it because we try to reduce our carbon footprint in spite of having the leading capacity in manufacturing sector of API industry. We would still like to reduce our carbon footprint and contribute to the environment. With this, we can now begin question and answer session. Thank you.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. Participant present on the audio bridge who wish to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The first question is from the line of Rashmi Shetty from Dolat Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Just want to know what was the negative rate variance in quarter 2 on YOY basis and how much was it in H1 FY25 in the API segment?
Hi, Rashmi. YOY basis, we have seen around 7% negative rate variance for the quarter 2. For the quarter 1, it was a little higher. But now, at quarter on quarter, the rate variance is hardly 0.5% on at a composite level. So we have seen some products going up, some products going down. So it has more or less stabilized. However, I would like to point out that in certain antibiotic products, we have still seen a slight decline in selling prices for as we start current December quarter.
But can you quantify, how much is the rate variance, negative rate variance in this quarter 2, quarter 1, as well as in first half? And how much are you expecting that, it should come off in the second half of FY25?
Yeah, so the quarter on quarter is approximately, there is no rate variance, frankly saying. On quarter on quarter, it's hardly minus 0.5 or something. Means June quarter versus September quarter. Whereas September versus September 23, there is around 7-8% rate degrowth.
And in first half?
Composite level, I don't have the number right now.
Okay. How much are we expecting in H2 that this 78% should come up to what number on a YOY basis?
It should go down because last year, from September month onwards, the pricing had started correcting as far as raw materials were concerned. And December also, December quarter, a lot of prices were corrected, and which continued till I think a month of January at max, and then it got stabilized last year, that is. So it could be, I think, low single digits probably.
Low single digits, okay. And, you know, this salicylic acid, you know, the sales which has commenced, it will be part of your API segment, right?
Yes, but the applications of salicylic acid is quite varied in the sense it goes in manufacturing of various salicylates, which have application in flavor and fragrance industry, perfumery industry, as well as cosmetic industry. So it's tough to classify as API because it also goes as an intermediate for manufacturing of aspirin as well. So it will be a mixed category.
Understood. So how should we look at the API segment growth for FY25? Because, you know, in first half, we are showing the decline of around 10%, but your rate variance would come up, the negative rate variance would come up in second half. At the same time, volume growth is also improving. You know, so for the full year, you know, we will still see a decline, or, you know, there could be some flattish growth. You know, I'm just talking from an API segment perspective, excluding your specialty chemicals.
Okay. The API, the current utilization of the API segment is roughly around 78%, roughly. For the quarter of September. So with 543, which is specialty chemical, then that is roughly around 78% of the utilization. So it still has a scope to increase, whereas we are adding a certain capacity for antidiarrheal product of metronidazole. Then we are planning to increase the capacity of allioprotectant product as well going forward. And we have added fluconazole, which is a big antifungal product in prognostic, so that could also give us increase in API sales. And this could come from the higher utilization of the current capacities.
So any sort of guidance which you can give, like on FY25 and FY26 basis, you know, how this API segment growth should look like?
Actually, we have to rework on this number based on current pricing levels. But I can give you one indication that with current pricing levels and our current capacity, it will roughly give now potential revenue of around 2750 crores for the standalone business, which will include both API and the second.
API and second. Okay.
Yeah, this is excluding the greenfield projects, which are something.
Okay, and this is, you know, you are targeting for this year?
No, we are not targeting for this year. Out of this, only as of now, around 78% is being done. As far as September quarter is concerned.
Okay. Thank you. That's it for now.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj from Arjo Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
How much is the price drop in quarter two?
With respect to last year, it is up to 7-8% same quarter. And with respect to June quarter, it is hardly minus 0.5%.
And that is a Q1Q price has dropped by 0.55%, and year on year, it has dropped by 7-8%, right?
Correct.
Even earlier calls, we had guided for 4,200 to 4,500 crores of sales in the next 3 years' time. So I wanted to know the outlook for the full year FY25.
So the thing is, with the total guidance, that was the potential guidance for coming to 3 years timing. So we would like to revise it down because of the current API prices. So what we feel that now I think the correct potential will be anywhere between 3,500 to 4,000 crores as far as current pricing is concerned. But if there is any increase in the pricing, that will definitely help us regain that original number.
All right. And sir, about the EBITDA outlook for next 3 years?
So EBITDA, our efforts will always be to reach a target of around 14.5% to 15.5%, because that is what we historically used to manage. Definitely there were a lot of challenges in the last couple of years in terms of volatility of pricing of raw materials, plus coal was very high, but now that has also corrected, plus the power rates have gone up, but there also we are taking a step now to reduce our power rate by going into renewable energies. So with all those efficiencies back in place, we feel that we should be targeting around 15% to 15.5% EBITDA in the long term.
All right, sir. And sir, about the price drop in the API, so what exactly is the issue? Is it an oversupply situation? Is it a demand issue? Or there is excess inventory stopping?
Yes. So the primary reason would be the fall in the raw material prices. That is the primary reason. However, that is coupled with a lot of secondary reasons. Like in first quarter, there was a bit of overstocking issues and there was lack of demand, both in domestic as well as export market, especially in the export market, which was also because of the fact that there are a lot of elections going around in most of the export geographies. So now the export demand should come back. We have already seen a little bit of uptick in the number of inquiries as far as export markets are concerned. So so there are a lot of secondary reasons as well, that overstocking or the elections, other macro conditions. But the primary reason continues to be the raw material crisis.
Understood. So, sir, do we see any sales growth for FY25, or will it be a year where sales will go down?
The sales should be flattish, because the thing is, earlier we had thought that even if entire for the year at a composite level, even if there is 7 to 8% negative rate variance, by having around 15% volume growth, we should still be able to post a high single digit growth number as far as value was concerned. But that was our outlook at the beginning of the year, when we started the year. But right now, because the first two quarters, there was lackluster demand, so we were not able to recover that loss in value because of the negative rate variance. So we feel that this FY25 might look flattish by the entire FY25 versus FY24.
All right. And sir, about FY26?
So FY26 should be a turnaround story, because our salicylic acid plant, once it gets streamlined, because of the teething issues, because that is a big project for us, so it does impact the bottom line quite quickly. So in fact, even this quarter, I would point out that around 5.5 crore impact was there at the bottom line, just because of the, you can say we were not able to absorb those increase over it because of the lower production and the potential. So once that is ramped up, the capacity increases, the operating leverage will kick in, and that will help us reduce those losses.
All right. And sir, when do we expect to ramp up the production of salicylic acid?
So it's going on step by step. So in October month itself, we'll be slightly ramping up. In November month, we are internally targeting at least, to go beyond 200 to 300 tons per month. and then we will sequentially keep on ramping it up. Once the problems are solved, then the ramping up would be quite faster.
Understood. So, sir, how much is the sales per ton and EBITDA per ton in this product?
So the sales potential with the reduced prices would be anywhere between 275 to 300 crores market potential is there for salicylic acid. However, there are a lot of derivatives of salicylic acid, like methyl salicylate, oxyl hexylene, benzyl salicylate. They are also in a lot of activity. And in fact, those derivatives go for export market, whereas salicylic acid, if you want to sell, you will be selling in the domestic market. So, with the fall in prices in the salicylic acid, that has mainly come because of the dumping from China. Earlier, the prices were in the level of 150 to 160 rupees per kg. It has now come down to 125 to 130. But because of this fall, now the salicylates are looking more attractive. You know? So, we are thinking of going ahead to have a, you know, spare capacity for salicylates. In case we are not able to make money in salicylic acid, then definitely salicylates would definitely make more money.
Alright. And sir, you have an outstanding CWIP of around 300 crores. So when exactly all this CapEx is expected to come on stream?
Yeah, so it's slightly lower than that now. But so this mostly should come by this December quarter, because our Sayaka plant, the big greenfield project, will be online. So once you do to use, then it will get transferred to fixed assets.
Alright, so we are expecting around like 300 crores of capex to come on stream by Q3 FY25 end.
Roughly, mostly Q3 itself, but if not, then as much Q4. But this year itself.
Alright. And so do we have any further capex plans for FY26?
So, we have been doing small brownfield expansion, like joining plants to the current factory and putting more production blocks. So, we do have land parcels for few cardioprotectant and for antiviral, we have already taken the steps. So, antiviral will come online in a month, in fact. We already got the CPU as well, to continue to operate for that facility. And plus, we do have some plans for brownfield expansion, and then the plan for future growth means I would say beyond 3,500 to 4,000 crores of turnover. The plan is still on paper, and once we decide finalize the products which we want to go ahead with, and then we'll start launching those in the land parcels which we already have in the industrial sector.
Alright, okay sir, thanks. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Chirag Dagi from DSP Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for the opportunity. How is your metformin production scaling up?
So metformin demand has picked up well, frankly speaking. So we are selling, you know, around more than 1,000 tons per month, 1,200 tons per month for the last quarter.
Understood. And here, if I remember correctly, we can be at the 1,800.
So right now we do have a capacity of around 1,350 to 1,400 tons per month in between. So the plan was to scale it up to 1,700 to 1,800 in a very short time. But for that, we also have to go through the amendment of EC and everything. So.
But that seems to be, there is no hurdle on that one.
Not right away, but then there is one challenge that we were supposed to get the land parcel adjoining that facility. That was a little bit delayed. because the governmental reasons, that is a little bit delayed. Once we get that, then it will be much easier for us to scale up quickly.
And Adish, is there visibility beyond 1800 for this product, or do you think
it's all? Definitely. So once we get that land parcel, frankly speaking, we have a visibility of around 3000 tons per month. It is possible. We have to go probably forward integration is needed probably for this product, because most of the competitors in this line are going that way. So probably, because fortunately we do have a our 100% subsidiary Pinnacle. So that support is there. So ultimate potential, the long term gain is about, 2 to 3000 tons per month kind of activity.
Understood. And this product is fundamentally more profitable than the rest of the business?
So in a bad business cycle, the other products have done better than this. But on a steady state, we still feel that this, because this is an anti-diabetic segment, so it should be like a growing product. Even now, it is growing at a good pace. So we are committed to this particular product. So we feel the future is better than rest of the products for this particular product.
Understood. The CZIP, the second one is on the capital work in progress of slightly less than 300 crores. Does that include the derma facility? The derma thing is already online, right?
Yes. The thing is, in derma, probably one or two plants, one or two sections, that has to go online.
Understood.
But most of the derma is to be.
On that, we are already taking the depreciation.
Yeah, we are taking the depreciation.
Understood.
In fact, we are taking almost around some 3.5 to 4 crores per quarter. We are taking a hit in interest plus depreciation put together.
You said 5.5 crore impact on, that was on PBT level, is it?
That was on PBT level, correct.
PBT. So, of that PBT, 4.5 crores is depreciation interest and about 1 crore.
Three and a half to four
is interest depreciation, and the balance maybe 1.5 to 2 crores is
around 2 is EBIT.
Understood. And the 600 crore capex that we embarked on starting FY22 looks like most of that is already including the...
Correct. Most of it will be done by this year.
So we should broadly be done with that capex.
Yes, we should be done. Correct.
Understood. And so 300 crore resides in the CWIP. The other 300 crores, which has already been capitalized, is that when you think of profitability on that piece, is that optimal, suboptimal? How should we think about what is already in the ground and, commercialized?
Whether it is already running at optimal level, that is what you're asking?
Yes. Because, 300 crores
is... So the derma is not... right now, it is not optimally working. So, once we streamline the production by November, then definitely it means the negative thing will go, first of all, go to break-even level. And once we go to 700, 800 tons per month kind of thing, then it will turn profitable as well. So this 6 crore will go away and plus some additional profit should come.
So how much of the 300 crore capex that we've already commercialized is on the derma piece, which is suboptimal?
It could be roughly around 200, roughly.
200 odd crores.
Roughly.
And the balance 100 crores is optimal in some sense.
Yes. So the thing is, not entire 600 So the 600 plan was like one of the projects got delayed. So mainly it was then the 400 crore plan. You know, the two greenfield projects, roughly 200 crore each. So the 200 one will come online. The Sai Bhavan and this Dharma one has come online, but it has to perform optimally.
Sorry, I didn't get catch this comment.
Specialty piece
were 200 crores each, and Derma is obviously still not optimal, but the specialty piece is also not yet optimal.
No, but that we have to still put to use. The specialty.
It's part of the CWIP.
Yes, yes.
Understood. Okay, fair point. And this, you know, this revised guidance of 3,500 to 4,000 odd crores, this is by when?
FY 27.
Understood. And, you know, just, conceptually, we've been in this, you know, 65-70 crore kind of EBITDA run rate for almost, you know, 9-10 quarters now. When do we move out of this range? I understand the long-term guidance, but when you think of the near-term business, with all these things, how should we think about the near-term next 2-3 quarters kind of thing? I know it's a tough question.
So this quarter will tell a lot of story. Probably may not, probably may not look very good. I'm not saying, but it will. It has to bring a lot of clarity to the table that how things will shape up in future. I'm talking about this current December quarter. Because a lot of things are happening. I mean, salicylic is almost right. We are hoping now that November should be very good for salicylic. In fact, October itself, we have ramped up a little bit by doing few experiments. Now, November hopefully will be doing one step better. And then Saika 1 also starts in November, so then we will get a lot of clarity. And plus, the another positive aspect on the existing business is that at least the export markets have started showing some demand uptake.
Understood. So this, so from the fourth quarter onwards, we probably move out of this zone is how you're thinking.
Probably, yes.
Understood. Just the last question on the US FTA status, if you can just update what is happening.
Yes. We had a audit as expected in the month of September, because we were expecting that, you know, the financial year for US FTA is from 1st October to 30th September. So we had been telling that we were expecting an audit before that, and it happened just like that in the last month. In fact, they came very late for us. They came in September. It was a surprise, right? So it was quite long that way, 7-8 days. We got 7 observations, but we see we are quite confident about the observation. In fact, in the closing meeting, we did ask me, the investigator, what they feel about the API facility. So he was saying that it is like any other API facility, any other USLD API facility. So that way he was not negative about it. But nevertheless, they did tell us that you give a very strong kappa for this within 15 days and it might be true. That is what they said. Now, we have already submitted the response, within 15 working days. That response has gone in last week or so, 2 weeks back. We have sent that response. So now we are waiting. I mean, they will come back to us after that. And we have taken the help of US-based consultants as well for making the response. So we hope that the response is quite holistic and it will give positive results.
Understood. And this, were there any repeat observations?
Repeat observations was not there. They say that you have to improve the documentation part of the investigation. So that was that. I think that it will be there on the US website.
Correct. But none of the observations were what they already called for at the time of the report.
No. In fact, the way the audit started was first of all facility round. They check all the scrap area and everything. Nothing is there. And just a day before the audit, they said that okay, the audit is done. And then suddenly last day in the morning, next day in the morning, they again say, okay, we again want to see that E21 facility is adjoining. And they went there also. And they checked that unit also. Again, the adjoining unit. It was like another surprise. But then there was absolutely no point regarding that in the form policy.
Understood. So, assuming, this improves for the better, Arish, what happens in the first 6 months as that market opens up for us? How should we think about the financial impact of...
Financial impact for the first 6 months might be a little difficult. However, it will help us at the company level as well to improve our image in the export market, especially in the European market. Because of the USFDA problem, even though we have EDQM approval for that particular plant, we were not able to sell certain products in the Europe market because of this USFDA hurdle. So before even the US business kicks in, our European business also will show some signs of improvement from that particular plant. So first 3 months, I don't expect anything that way, frankly speaking. Next 3 months, that is from 4 to 6 months, probably some approvals, more approvals will be on the way. Because in the regulatory market, to get approval and start supplying at commercial level, it does take around 5 to 6 months, frankly speaking. Once the project is initiated by the quality people of the customer, for getting the vendor approved, it takes time. But at least the old projects which we have should, can really start in 6 months time. But for 6 months, very unlikely to show any significant impact on financial.
Understood. And conceptually, like you've said in the past, US, Europe are higher realization
Definitely.
The lowest hanging fruit is essentially to, divert some of your current volume from the less realization markets to,
That way also is underutilized. So the utilization will also be higher.
Understood. Okay. Thank you so much, Adi.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ravi Shah from Opal Security. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, hi sir. Sir, actually just 2 questions. The first one is, can you provide some insights from the current state of the entire API industry in India as of now? That's number one.
Okay. Harit bhai?
Yeah.
So can you just explain the current demand scenario of API industry in India?
Yeah, India market looks very stable. There are a lot of new producers in Gujarat and Hyderabad came in recent last 2 years, but overall demand looks okay. There is no issue on demand. Yeah.
Okay, understood. So, but then, sir, what I'm not understanding is why are we seeing the revenue growth even though demand is stable, prices are stable, or revenue growth? I'm not understanding that.
revenue degrowth is coming because of the lower realization per unit, means the lower selling prices as compared to last year.
Okay. So, sir, basically this pricing, when you expect it to stabilize, any idea on that?
Yeah, so what happened was the prices have been falling every quarter since last 12-15 months. So, if you compare this current September quarter versus June, previous June quarter, the prices are almost stable. Means hardly around half a percent of price decline is there on an average level. So, prices look stabilized, but however, if we look at October month's data, we can see that certain antibiotic products and one of the antifungal product price has still further gone down. But then the raw material pricing of the product has also gone down. So, a little bit here and there will be there, but more or less it seems prices have stabilized at a composite level, on an average level.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raj Malhotra from JM Financial Advisory. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the opportunity, sir. So, sir, I had only two questions. So, the first, it is, for the project of specialty chemicals, when is that, when are we planning to actually start that, and what kind of benefits are we expecting from the plant in the coming, 2 years?
So, the specialty chemical plant at Saika is a company. We have already started trials in one of the derivative plants. And the main plant will be starting trials in the month of November after Diwali, by the mid or end of November mostly. So, once that trial is successful and we complete the production, most of the production will go for captive consumption. Some of it will go for external sales as well. Nevertheless, roughly, if you talk about potential, means final potential, around it might have a potential of adding around 40 crores to EBITDA. So that is one. And nevertheless, good that you asked about specialty. We forgot to mention one point. In this particular quarter, our specialty segment did not do that well because of some less offtake of contentious products from a few of the MNCs because their demand was little low. Because of that also we feel that we have lost around 0.25 to 0.3% in the gross margin at a company level for this current September quarter.
Got it, sir. And sir, one more question. Like, how do we see the formulation business growth in the coming few years? Like, we can elaborate a little on that?
Yes. So, at formulations, we are doing a very good job in terms of registering more and more products across different geographies. Even our Chilean subsidiary is doing quite good. For the first half of this financial year, there were two major audits at our formulation plant in Baddi. First one was the USFDA audit for the new oncology block, which we have put in. So that audit is through and we got USFDA approval for that oncology block. That was towards the end of first quarter. And then in the beginning of the second quarter, we had another UK MHRA audit for the OSD facility. The OSD is the first facility which we had for Pinnacle. So that also got approved. And because of that, those two big regulatory audits, system changes were being done and we had lesser output, production from the plant. Also from demand perspective also, it was slight impact was there, but mainly because of these two audits. though we made very nominal sale of around $2 to $2.5 million in the quarter of September, but we have a very strong order book of around more than $10 million for the formulation business. So the export potential is very much there. We have a lot of orders in hand, so it will pick up the formulation business in coming quarters, in coming 2-3 quarters.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you so much. That's it from my side, and all the best, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take this as the last question. I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining us today on this earnings call. We appreciate for your interest in Aarti Drugs Limited. If you have any further queries, please contact SGA, our investor relations advisor. In advance, we would like to wish you all a very happy Diwali and a prosperous New Year ahead. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. On behalf of Aarti Drugs Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.